I'm Laura Reed, and this poem's title is Mary's Waking Dream. What English teacher doesn't love to tell it? Sometimes I forget my students are there. Sometimes a flock of blackbirds flies past the classroom window. In my version, Mary was looking out the window in the kitchen, her hands in the sink. It proved a wet, ungenial summer, she wrote in 1816. The rain is sliding down the glass in rivulets. I thought it looked like slow tears when I watched it out the windows of our old Buick. Mary wasn't even in the room when the men came up with the idea. Who can write the best ghost story? For days, nothing came to Mary. Byron wrote, "Began my ghost story after tea, 12 o'clock, really began to talk ghostly." Did that sound funny to him? It's October here, and I plan to talk ghostly as much as I can. Like this. Byron said Shelley ran screaming into the room where he was writing. They had to give him ether. He had seen a woman whose nipples were eyes. My favorite piece of art is Lee Miller's eye that Man Ray affixed to the top of a metronome. For years, I felt that way about someone. It was hard to do anything, but everything was music. I've been to Switzerland. When the train pulled into the station, the sky in the Alps was pink and the snow held its glow like a heart. I was with that boy then. It's been almost 200 years since Frankenstein and his monster came to Mary in a dream. Then she hardly slept. She could see how the pieces of skin didn't quite stick, how the creature had to drag his too big body around, how he stood outside that family's cottage and learned to read and speak and finally revealed himself to them. But of course, they were frightened. When one of my students says she didn't like Frankenstein, I am incredulous. Doesn't she know that in 2011, the astronomer Donald Olson visited Lake Geneva to find out the exact time of Mary's waking dream? It happened between 2 and 3 a.m. on the 16th of June, 1816. I can't believe the stars can tell us this. Mary lost her feminist mother at birth. Then she lost 4 of her 5 children and then Percy in the ocean. But one night she woke up knowing that if we create something, it will always belong to us. Its small wand will swing back and forth inside you, ticking until you want to break it. If it leaves, you'll have to wander the icy north until it's found.